Everyone, it's Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I want to welcome you to this video. This is the last video in the current series on responding to True Time Radio. This is video 6. I would encourage you that if you are joining this video and you haven't watched the previous ones, that you should stop this video and go watch the other ones first before you watch this conclusion video. And I also want to be upfront. My allergies are really bothering me this morning, so if I sound a little bit hoarse or what have you, I'm really struggling with my allergies this morning. So just be aware of that and give me a bit of grace on that point, if you would, please. I want to welcome everybody to our YouTube channel here. If you haven't already done so, if you would consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell as a way of staying current with our ministry here when we go live from our assembly building on Sunday mornings, as well as when we create content midweek. Just as a heads up, this coming Sunday at 9 a.m., one of the brothers in our church, Brother Bud Chrysler, is going to begin a 6-part study in the adult Sunday school hour related to biblical archaeology, and he's going to take people through the Bible from an archaeological standpoint. Should be very interesting, and again, we will be broadcasting that live from church at 9 a.m. this coming Sunday. So if you're interested in that, subscribe, ring the alarm bell, stay current, get alerts, and so forth. We appreciate you being part of our audience. Our featured book currently is my newest release from This Generation Forever. This is the first 27 lessons in my From This Generation Forever class, where we've been looking at issues related to inspiration, preservation, transmission, and translation of the Bible with a particular focus on the King James Bible. This is a 340-page book on the first 27 lessons focusing on the doctrine of inspiration. So if you're interested, please consider picking that up as a means of supporting the assembly. And then also, we have an alt-tech site option here for you to YouTube on Rumble. If you are into alt-tech sites or would like an alternative to YouTube, please consider subscribing and joining us here on Rumble as well. And there will be a link to Rumble in the description for this video. So what I want to do in this video is I want to recap, summarize, and sort of end this series on issues related to True Time Radio. All right. So on March 20, True Time Radio released this blog, What Happens When You Put a History Teacher Above God's Word. All right. And in this video, they complain about the following. It is actually your leader. So this is their response and their interaction with Emerald 24, which, by the way, is edited to look like a real conversation. This conversation never actually took place. But they've edited it in such a way to make it appear that it has. But they talk about nearly 10 years of saying the same thing over and over, expecting different results. 10 years of creating all out campaigns, which caused confusion for the division and contention, where before there was none, mudslinging, false accusations, deception, all to push a self-aggrandizing agenda, continue to fuel the fire, cause further divisions, and without an ability to just let it go or move on. So obviously those comments are talking about me, and they're talking about a 10-year campaign that I have supposedly had against True Time Radio, right? And then they double down on that in their response to me from April 8 in the History Teacher Barks Back, and they talk about years of piling on and how they've been gracious and how, you know, sort of I've been just having this sort of agenda, etc., against True Time Radio for 10 years, and you can read all of this for yourself. Now, let me be clear about something, okay? I have opposed Truth Time Radio's position on forgiveness, on the idea of the forgiven, redeemed, and reconciled lost. I have opposed this, okay, since I learned about this teaching in 2013. I've opposed it, all right? There's absolutely no doubt about that. And I would add now the forgiven, redeemed, and reconciled left behind, who don't get to participate in the rapture, even though they are forgiven, redeemed, and reconciled. Address that in another video, okay? So since I've learned about this teaching in 2013, I have opposed it, all right? At the time that I learned about it, I didn't know that this was True Time Radio's position, all right? And in fact, before this, True Time Radio was courting me to be a part of their, to broadcast and to buy airtime on their station with True Time Radio. All right. And I have evidence of this that I could furnish, but it's in private correspondence. And so I'm not going to do that. But I did not know at the time that it was, that this was True Time Radio's position when I first learned about this idea in 2013. All right. So let me just say, defending the truth does not equal a personal attack. Defending the truth does not equal a personal attack. Yes, I have taught against Truth Time Radio's doctrinal hobby horse of the forgiven, redeemed, and reconciled lost since I learned about it. I have taught against this. I believe it's false doctrine. Okay. And I have used the word heresy in the conversation. Now, of late, especially early on, of late, I haven't necessarily used the word heresy regarding it, but I do believe it's false teaching. I believe it's false doctrine. And if pressed, I would say I believe that it is a heresy. I believe it, that it is heretical doctrine. And so I have taught against it. But Truth Time Radio takes anybody who teaches against their view as a personal attack. All right. So to my knowledge, and I've gone back and listened to the recordings of me teaching about this, and I've gone back and read prior comments, et cetera, on YouTube, or sorry, on Facebook that were made, et cetera. To my knowledge, I have never mentioned True Time Radio specifically in any of my teaching videos, and I have certainly never attacked them personally in terms of questioning their salvation, calling them a blemish to the body of Christ, or any of those sorts of ad hominem personal things that True Time Radio has engaged in here with their discourse with me. I have not done those things. I have taught against the doctrine, but I have not steered off into personal ad hominem attacks the way True Time Radio has. Now, the reality is, folks, is that True Time Radio picked a fight with me over comments left by Emerald24. Okay. On their YouTube video on Born Again from March 16, I had no interaction with Truth Time Radio. I never talked to Truth Time Radio. I never commented on any of their YouTube videos. I never interacted with any of their blogs or articles. I just didn't do it. And now Emerald24 went on there, made a comment, mentioned my name, and True Time Radio went absolutely ballistic here, okay? So they picked a fight with me over comments left by Emerald24, which they then accuse me of starting. They're accusing me of starting something. So again, this is just another example of gaslighting on the part of True Time Radio, and in fact, it's a prime example of it, all right? And then I responded on April 7 with this PDF right here, this annotated PDF responding to what happens when you put a history teacher above God's word. And I also made a video. All of these things will be in the description for this video, the links to all this material. And so I responded. And then instead of being honest interlocutors, okay, they elected in a blog article from April 8, this one right here, okay, the history teacher barks back. They elected in a blog article from April 8, to respond to us using all manner of absolutely, inappropriate, sort of responses, all right, which included gaslighting, trying to make out like I can't read and understand basic arguments, all right. And again, I'm just summarizing this. All of these things are discussed in more detail in the other messages or other videos in this particular series, all right. So they're not being honest interlocutors. They gaslight. They accuse me of not being able to read and understand basic arguments. They misdirect. They withhold information. Tons of pertinent information is withheld here. Most specifically, the definitions from the Oxford English Dictionary, which define regeneration as a being spiritually reborn. They withhold information from the very dictionary that they are citing here, the Online Etymological Dictionary, which explicitly defines regeneration as a being born again. So any information that would have falsified their position, they conveniently leave out and withhold from the information. There's a whole bunch of stuff here about regeneration. Again, I covered all this stuff. I'm just hitting some of the highlights. Regeneration equals a being born again, according to the prefix argument of True Time Radio. So premise one, re equals again, once more, see truth time radio's prefix argument above. Premise two, regeneration equals spiritually reborn, see the OED's definition above. Premise three, reborn equals born again by consistent application of truth time radio's prefix argument. Conclusion, regeneration equals reborn, the exact definition of regeneration that is presented in the online etymological dictionary, the very source cited by True Time Radio in this article. So in the history teacher barks back, they gaslight, they misdirect, they withhold information. The information they do present and correspondingly withhold would demonstrate that the definition of regeneration is exactly what I argued it was, okay? And then in this, they preview a forthcoming article about Noah Webster, all right? On April 22nd, True Time Radio released a heavily plagiarized article on Noah Webster. This was emailed to folks on their mailing list. This was shared in social media, both on the True Time Radio Facebook page and on the private Facebook walls of True Time Radio's fans and supporters. All right. It was a heavily plagiarized, we're talking about this one right here. It was a heavily plagiarized article. 12 paragraphs are plagiarized from Jess McHugh and C. Dawdell, and they are passed off completely as True Time Radio's own work. There is no attribution, no quotation marks, no source citation. Then on May 7, True Time Radio engaged in a cover-up. They forward dated the blog to June 22nd, a date that has not yet occurred. They kept all that brought it, it fell off of their website. It did not disable the links. Any of the links right now in Facebook that have been shared, you will see they will all regenerate back to a date that they backdated to April 20. So on May 7, they engaged in a cover-up. They forward-dated this to June 22nd. They added the terse, anemic source citations using their asterisk methodology, and they did that and then backdated it to April 20. On May 8, they posted it again, backdated, as I said, to April 20. As it stands right now, there are still four instances of clear copy-paste plagiarism that have not yet been given proper attribution. There is quotation manipulation and mangling of C. Dawdell and Jess McHugh in a way that is very clear that they knew what they were doing, what they took out, what they rewrote, how they weave those things together to make it appear as though these are all their own ideas. So there are still four instances of copy-paste plagiarism. There is quotation manipulation and mangling, okay? Quotes, let's go down here and look at it on this document. Quotes, they quote words that Webster never actually used. So I'm having a bit of a internet delay there or something, not sure what's going on. But they put words in quotes that Webster, let me find it, bear with me please. Right here. They put words in quotes, indecent, impure, and undignified, that Webster didn't even use. So understand, they quote words that Webster never said. They put in quotation marks. He never said indecent, impure, and undignified. Again, search the digital copy of the Webster Bible, as I challenge you to do. So they put words in quotation marks that Webster never said while failing to adequately quote words that McHugh and Dawdell actually said. So listen, you cannot make up the level of subterfuge here that True Time Radio has engaged in. And moreover, if we come back to one of their actual, it doesn't matter. Well, no, it does matter. Let's go to this one here. And I would just want to point out again that they do not even meet their own standard of attribution that they would like for people to utilize when sharing their own content. So here's the terse and anemic source citations. If we come to the bottom of this, we can look at their policy. Notice what it says. All rights reserved. You are welcome to share our content with others only if proper attribution to Truth Time Radio and links to this website are included. So they fail to meet their own standard of attribution demands by failing to provide links to the sources that they plagiarized. So four instances of copy-paste plagiarism still exist. There's quotation manipulation and mangling. So there's no doubt that they knew what they were doing. They quote words and put in quotation marks words that Webster never actually said, while failing to quote and use quotation marks around words that other people actually said. And then they don't even meet their own attribution standard here by failing to provide links to the relevant information that they are plagiarized, that they are plagiarizing. The article here on Webster has many other logical problems and problems of argumentation, as I exposed here. And again, this is a woke hit piece on Noah Webster that extends the argumentation of Jess McHugh from the Paris Review and uses it to cast Webster in the worst possible light. Okay, so it is a woke hit piece painting Webster in the worst possible light as a King James Bible hater. Okay, they hang on Webster things that there is no proof that Webster actually said or believed. And the fact that Webster was a Calvinist, again, as I said in my video addressing this, who cares? Just because he was a Calvinist does not mean that the definitions presented in his dictionary are only correct twice a day as a broken clock. The King James translators, I read you a whole list of at least nearly 10 of them who were avowed Calvinists, most notably Miles Smith, who wrote the preface. John Reynolds, who floated the idea of the King James Bible at the Hampton Court Conference, and Samuel Ward, who testified at the Synod of Dort in 1618 at a meeting of the Dutch Reformed Church about the process used by the King James Bible translators. So the King James Bible translators are born again. They believe they were born again. They were Calvinists. Is True Time Radio willing to apply the same argumentation that they're using in this blog to malign Webster to the King James Bible and the King James translators themselves? So not only is it a terribly plagiarized article that still does not have proper attribution, that still does not meet its own standards of attribution that True Time Radio has set forth and demanded that others meet for their own work, the argumentation is just not very good. Okay, and all of it is designed to falsify Webster's dictionary so that True Time Radio can privately define words the way they want to. That is the real issue here, okay? They want to be able to determine what words mean. And if you question their definitions by going to or looking at Greek or going to a dictionary, you will be accused of not being a real King James Bible believer, because as they've argued in other articles, the King James translators have already, quote, Greeked the Bible for you. Okay, folks, I don't have time to get into that in this video. There's a lot of serious issues with some of that argumentation. Since when is it wrong to look behind the translation, not to change it, not to alter it, but to understand what the translators did? They say in the preface, written by Miles Smith, the terrible Calvinist Miles Smith who wrote the preface, I'm being facetious there. They say that they did not use a principle of identity of phrasing or uniformity of phrasing. They say and they lay out in the preface that they would use synonyms. That as long as one English word or the second English word accurately capture the sense of the passage in the original, that they were not going to lock themselves into an identity of phrasing. So they use synonyms. There is nothing wrong by their own statements in their own preface to look at how some of these things happen. And we have now the idea, all of this is designed again to falsify Webster's dictionary so that True Time Radio can privately define words the way they want to. So True Time Radio has ignored the very etymological research that they called for back here in their blog from March 20. The history, what happens when you put a history teacher above God's word. They have also ignored all of the pertinent and relevant biblical exposition that I have done on the issue of born again and regeneration. They never touch it. They never deal with it. Okay. They don't deal with it for the issue of regeneration. They don't deal with it on the issue of forgiveness either. All right. So they ignore all the data. Okay. We have presented dictionaries. We presented the OED, the Online Etymological Dictionary, the Middle English Dictionary, the Table Alphabetical. We've presented the a long list of pre-1611 Bibles that are the precursors to the King James Bible to show how words were used in English at that time. And we can see that here in this document. Here is what I'm talking about. Here is the dictionary, the table alphabetical, the OED definition. Here we see the Middle English Dictionary. We have the online dictionary. And then we have all the precursory English Bibles in the stream of preservation that lead to the King James. All of this has been ignored and called BS by Truth Time Radio. All right. They have ignored the lexicons of early modern English and what the meaning and usage of words were in the 16th and 17th century that we've presented. And we have added to our argumentation in these most recent videos the theological writing and sermons of the translators themselves. All right. So we have presented objective, independent evidence, not relying exclusively on Webster's dictionary, for what these words meant at the time the King James Bible was translated. All right. And it has all been completely ignored and not dealt with in an honest way. So Truth Time Radio is probably going to respond to what I've done. I would suspect that they will. And if Truth Time Radio chooses to respond, they must falsify or prove false the piles of evidence that we have presented in these videos. Okay? They must falsify it and prove false all of the evidence and all of the data categories here that we have covered. Then they must erect their own positive case that is not based on private interpretation and the private defining of words. That's what has to happen here. Okay? Now, in addition to plagiarism, if True Time Radio chooses to respond to what I have said here, you need to watch out for the following. Okay? You need to watch out for the following. Number one, ad hominem attacks. Attacks on me personally, not an honest discussion, presentation of what I have actually said. You need to watch out for personal attacks that attack me as a person, that demean and besmirch me the way they have done to Webster and the way they have already done. That they will come after me personally and not interact honestly with what I have presented. So you need to watch out for that. You need to watch out for gaslighting. You need to watch out for misdirection. You need to watch out for misrepresentation of what we actually said. You need to watch out for the withholding of information. Now, I haven't covered this yet because there wasn't a good spot to insert it. So I'm going to insert it right here about the issue of repent. They talk in here about repent. I'm going to use this as an example here of withholding information. They're complaining here about Webster's definition, his salvation experience, and his definition of repent. And they say here, if you look up repent in his dictionary, you'll see what he means when he uses the term. And then they quote this one. In theology, to sorrow or be pained for sin as a violation of God's holy law, a dishonor to his character and government, and the foulest ingratitude of being to a being of infinite benevolence. Okay, now come over here. True Time Radio quotes the fifth definition of repent, cataloged by Webster in his American Dictionary of the English Language. It is interesting that True Time Radio said nothing about the third definition provided by Webster, to change the mind in consequence of the inconvenience of injury done to past conduct. And then they give Exodus 13:17 as an example. Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return. So notice they have withheld this. They are painting Webster in the worst possible light while withholding a definition of repent to change the mind that the majority of their audience would accept as a valid and legitimate definition of the word, along with a biblical explanation or example, I should say, from the King James Bible, I might add. The image below contains the full entry. If one is going to criticize a source, fairness dictates that important, relevant information not be intentionally left out. We already discussed this problem in my response to the history teacher Bart's back, but here is the full entry on repent from the Webster Dictionary. And notice number three, to change the mind. Here's the biblical usage example. And then here is the only one that they give. They are withholding information. So what should you expect? You should expect ad hominem attacks, gaslighting, misdirection, misrepresentation, the withholding of information, like they did with the Online Etymological Dictionary and the OED, which absolutely falsify their definition of regeneration and prove correct the views of the translators themselves, as I showed in my video on the history teacher barks back. And right here on the definition of repent, you can expect name-calling and mockery, calling people Columbus Dave, calling people limited forgivers, mid-actors, all this sort of name-calling and mockery that True Time Radio likes to engage in. You should expect blustering over minor points, okay, making mountains out of molehills, taking some obscure thing that I said and casting it as though that somehow is the sum total of everything that I've said in my response to them. You should expect the not sharing of sources or links to the information they are citing. And I have to point this out. In all of this conversation, both in their blogs and in their videos, they do not provide links to what they are interacting with. They are not being honest interlocutors, okay? And basically, to sum it up, you can expect that they're probably going to continue the trend of basically behaving like doctrinal bullies, like somebody said in the comment, one of the comments on one of the YouTube videos, okay? So you can expect a response, if they choose to respond, that fails to engage or represent our arguments honestly through any litany of tactics that I just identified. And again, those are ad hominem attacks, gaslighting, misdirection, misrepresentation, withholding information, name-calling and mockery, blustering over minor points, not sharing sources and links to the information they're citing, and basically behaving like doctrinal bullies. Okay, and here is the biggest point, folks, okay? As I said in the last video, video number five, universal forgiveness equals universal justification. That is the reason for this, okay? They do not want Webster's definitions to stand because Webster defined justification as the forgiveness of sins, as the pardon, as remission of sins. There's another issue there with remission that I don't have time to get into, but remission means forgiveness. They are synonyms. They are synonyms. And they're going to try to explain that away through talking about how the Bible has already been Greeked and so forth. But I can't go down that rabbit hole. Perhaps I'll make a different video sometime about forgiveness and remission of sins. But the whole goal of the Webster blog is to undermine confidence in Webster's dictionary for defining of words so that they can define them themselves, to maintain this dichotomous view that they have between forgiveness and justification. True Time Radio maintains that all the world is forgiven, reconciled, and redeemed, but not justified. You get justified, according to them, when you trust Paul's gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Okay? Now, I believe also that when somebody trusts 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, that they get justification. But justification and forgiveness cannot be separated from each other by meaning and usage of the words, as I said in my last video, video number five. Universal forgiveness equals universal justification by definition of what justification means. Okay? So there's a reason why they don't want to call themselves universal justification, because if they call themselves universal justification, this is de facto universalism. It is de facto universalism, a point that I and others have been saying the entire time. And if you're going to say that, then I have some land in Connecticut that I would like to sell you, and you can go participate in the Connecticut confusion, because this is de facto the same thing. It logically leads to the same thing, folks. This is no small matter here that we're debating, that is being discussed. This is no small matter because it deals with the nature and contents of Paul's gospel. The very gospel that Paul preached, the gospel that saves today, is at stake in this discussion. This is why I have devoted all the time in creating these videos, because the body of Christ needs to be aware of what is going on here in this argumentation. Yes, I believe that the idea of the forgiven, reconciled, and redeemed left behind who are lost at the same. So True Time Radio is maintaining a position that believes that all the world is redeemed, reconciled, and forgiven. Some are going to be left behind and they're lost all at the same time because they haven't believed Paul's gospel. Like I said, you're free to believe whatever you want to believe, but you have to think through the consequences. Ideas have consequences, folks, and you have to think through the logical ramifications of this. And all of this is designed, all this blustering about Webster and this and that is designed to undermine the definitions so that they can maintain the position, because if universal forgiveness is adequately understood and justification is understood to be synonymous with forgiveness, then True Time Radio is teaching universal justification. Now, they are going to deny that. They're going to cry foul. They're going to say that I'm making it up and blah, blah, blah. But they have to falsify everything I said in the fifth video. Okay. It is de facto universalism, as I addressed in the last video. So this is no small matter, folks. This is no small matter. And the nature and contents of Paul's gospel itself are at stake in this conversation. All right. And so, I want to end though here with a passage. I want to direct your attention to Romans 6, verse 18 and verses 18, 19, and 20. Okay. And I want to make a point and end this in this fashion. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Now think about what this verse is saying. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield ye your members as servants to unrighteousness, yield your members, servants to righteousness unto holiness. Now look at this verse, verse 20. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. All right. So back here on May 31st, 2018, I made this comment on Facebook using these two verses that I just read, and I have them right here. And again, any caps is just for emphasis, because that's the only way you could do emphasis at the time on Facebook. So if the Romans were automatically forgiven, quote, at the cross, as some assert, then when exactly were the Romans the servants of sin? If they were forgiven at the cross, when exactly were they the servants of sin? The way verse 20 clearly asserts. When were they the servants of sin? According to True Time Radio's view. The verse says they clearly were the servants of sin, but True Time Radio is maintaining the view that they are, that everyone is already forgiven. See, here's the problem, folks. Ideas have consequences, okay? And if you're going to embrace an idea, it's going to cascade over the entirety of the Pauline revelation. When were the Romans, so if the Romans were automatically forgiven at the cross, as some assert, then when exactly were the Romans the servants of sin in Romans 6, as Romans 6:20 plainly asserts? See, unbelievers are literally free from righteousness and the servants of sin, according to Paul. They're free from righteousness because they are servants of sin until they believe and trust the gospel. And believing the gospel is not a work, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Meanwhile, believers are literally free from sin and the servants of righteousness. So for a believer, it is exactly the opposite situation as it is for an unbeliever. An unbeliever is a servant of sin. That is what Paul says. So, according to Paul, an unbelieving lost man who is in Adam is the servant of sin. He is not automatically forgiven and reconciled to God. Belief in the forgiven, I'm going to add redeem because I've heard that said recently by certain people who are rocking boats. Reconciled, forgiven, redeemed, and reconciled, Adamic lost, who are left behind, is a theological non-starter. Folks, let me go on record and say I believe this is false teaching. I believe this is false doctrine. And I believe that for the last 10 years since I heard it. So let me just say that I am considering myself, you know, at least for the time being, done dealing with True Time Radio. If they make videos about me, if they write blogs about me, don't send them to me, please. I'm not boxing myself in here and saying that I might not ever feel the need, or there may not ever be a need in the future for me to respond to something that True Time Radio says or does. But for the time being, unless or until True Time Radio repents, and by repent, I mean the definition of repent identified by Webster that they have left out, number three, the change of mind. Unless True Time Radio repents of their actions with the situation here, with the blog on Noel Webster, I have nothing further to say at this time. Again, not saying that I wouldn't in the future. I believe that works cannot save a person. I believe a person is not born into this life in a state of automatic forgiveness, reconciliation, and redemption. True Time Radio does. I believe that eternal life, forgiveness, justification, redemption, reconciliation are given to the sinner the moment they trust and believe that Christ died on the cross for their sins, was buried, and rose again, and they receive the free gift of eternal life. Now, I have not addressed the issue in this video of 2 Corinthians 5, in this series about 2 Corinthians 5:19, because I have addressed that issue many times in other teachings that you can find in the description, links to in the description for this video. And before we go, here is a YouTube playlist on the True Time Radio controversy that I would commend to you here, and this is also going to be in the playlist. So this is what you can expect. This is what you could expect, or what I would anticipate if True Time Radio chooses to respond. So, folks, the gospel is clear. God loves you, and Christ died for your sin. You can't earn it. You can't do enough things that'll make God happy with you. You need to trust that Jesus Christ died for your sin, was buried, and rose again. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. You need to stop relying on your performance, your ability, your law keeping, your religious activity, whatever it is, and just rely exclusively on what Christ has done for you. I do not believe that people are born into this life forgiven, reconciled, and redeemed. I believe God is willing to freely give you all of those things in Christ when you place faith in his atoning work for you and his shed blood on Calvary. Thanks for attention.